Good evening, Abbas. I wanted to share with you a thought, not a halacha, but a thought about Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. The beginning of Pirkei Avos says the world is omid on three things, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. So Reb Chaim Volozhin has a fascinating insight what it means that the world is omid on Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. It's the three legs, Torah omid. Ha'olam omed al shlosh advarim. So there's, imagine a stool with three legs, and you have three legs, a stool can stand. If you have only two legs, then a stool will topple over. So that's why if there would be a situation without Torah, without Avodah, without Gemilas Chasadim, it's not sustainable in any which way. It says, B'chaim V'lajim, what was the situation of the world before Matan Torah? Before Matan Torah, we had Gemilas Chasadim, there was Chesed, right? Avraham Avinu was Isha Chesed before Matan Torah. And there was Avodah. There were Karbanos, Adam Harisho, Noach. Plenty of people brought Karbanos before Matan Torah. So you had Torah. I'm sorry, you had Avodah, you had Gemilas Chesed. But there's no Talmud Torah. They might have been some type of learning, but there was no Omud of Torah. So Reb Chaim V'lajim says something fascinating. Right. Yes, I understand. Whatever it is, yeah, I hear that those points are well taken. But Chaim V'lajim points out something fascinating. He says that the Torah, the Chesed and Avodah of pre-Matan Torah changed. What he means by that is the following. He says the following. Let's say somebody comes over to you and says, you know what, I need to borrow some money for my business. I went to the bank and they want 8%. And I'm happy, instead of giving the money, the 8% to the bank, I'm happy to give it to a neighbor, a friend of mine, daven next to you in shul. We've been davening together for 25 years. I'll pay you 5%. Would you lend me the money? So if that question was raised before Matan Torah, that would be called a Gemilas Chesed, right? You're helping somebody. You're saving them 3% on $100,000. That's a lot of money. But the second the Torah was given, all of a sudden, that which previously was called a chesed is now, besides being an avera, in terms of the halachas of ribbis and charging interest, it's not a chesed anymore. Similarly, if you had a person wanted to just stop bring a carbon wherever, of whatever sort, wherever he wanted, before Matan Torah, well, it would be called avoda. If that would be done post-Matan Torah in a way that doesn't fit the prescribed rules of the halachas of Karbanos and Shechita, it wouldn't be called Avodah. It's not just that they did Shechutei Chutz and they violated some other specific in how to do the Avodah or some other tangential Avera in their Hakrava. It's that it's not called Avodah. So that means at Matan Torah, the parameters of what means Avodah, of what means, what constitutes Chesed, both change. With that, Reb Chaim V'lajim says something fascinating. He says that, where does he say this? So he says the following. He says that before Matan Torah, we didn't have Torah, but there was Avodah and Gemilas Chasadim. So even though a stool would topple over, but you and I, we stand on 2 feet. So if you have 2 feet, if something's properly balanced, then you could stand on 2 feet. Maybe not a stool, but you know, if the feet are big enough, then you could stand on 2 feet. So they have to at least be 2 feet. So before Matan Torah, we didn't have Torah, but there was Avodah and Gemilas Chasadim, and it could stand. Listen to what he says. But after Matan Torah, the Avodah that we had until now is no longer considered Avodah. Meaning, like I said, let's say you want to bring a korban nowadays that's not prescribed by the Torah. It's not avodah anymore. It's shchutei chutz. And the chesed that we had until now is not called chesed. So nowadays, if there is avodah or chesed that doesn't fit the parameters of the Torah, without Torah, what are you left with? You're left with 1 foot. If you have the Torah, but you don't have avodah or chesed, let me rephrase that. If you don't have Torah nowadays, you don't have avodah, nor do you have chesed. You're left with no feet. So therefore, says Reb Chaim V'lajim, in a post-Matan Torah world, in the Torah world that we live in, the need, the possibility of there being Avodah and there being the Amud HaChesed is only because it is Al-Pi Torah. So therefore, there's a little bit of a change in the nature of the world. And he gives another example. I mean, you could think of many examples. Just another cute example that he gives at this same point is the fact that, let's say, somebody, God forbid, passes away on the side of the road, so you want to do a great chesed, you carry them, you know, hundreds of miles to wherever you feel would be a nice place to bury them. And according to Halacha, did he do a chesed? No, because a meis mitzvah, there's nowhere else to bury them. They're kona mekomo on the side of the road. You stole from them, as if it were, by bringing them elsewhere. So the way chesed is informed by Torah is absolutely fundamental, says Chaim Volozhin. And of course, as is obvious, to the extent that a person has more knowledge of Torah, they will be better able to do both, not only their limud Torah, but they will be better able to fulfill both the avoda and the chesed aspects of avodas Hashem. So we will become talmidei chachamim, so we could do chesed properly. Amen.